Connecticut is home to some of the wealthiest people in the country. It's also home to some remarkably poor people. The economic disparity in the state is seen in a range of areas, from Connecticut's educational achievement gap to issues with affordable housing to differences in healthcare availability and health outcomes. Here at WSHU, we're launching a new series to look at the topic. We're calling it State of Disparity. WSHU's Craig Lamult is here now to talk about disparity and the series. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Tom.
So let's start with just how much of economic disparity there is in Connecticut.
Well, there's actually a standard measurement of disparity, which will help give us a perspective on where we're at. It's called the Gini Index. It's spelled G-I-N-I. It's named after the guy who invented it. And when we look at where Connecticut stands nationally with this measure, the state is near the top as one of the most unequal in the country. The highest level is actually in New York, but for our listeners in Suffolk County, the statistics show Suffolk has a lower level of disparity than much of the rest of the state, and it's lower than Connecticut. Washington, D.C. is actually the other place that has a higher Gini index score than Connecticut. I talked with Susan Randolph, who's an economist at the University of Connecticut, and she studies disparity. And she said some parts of Connecticut have more of an economic range than others. In particular, she talked about parts of Fairfield County, or the Gold Coast, as it's called.
Basically, the top 10% end up earning as much as 76% of people in the Gold Coast. So that really gives you a sense of how concentrated income is.
Isn't that just because there are some people in Connecticut who are making a ton of money?
That's pretty much what Kevin Sullivan said to me. He's the commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Revenue Services. And he said from a tax standpoint, we have the good fortune to have some of the greatest wealth in the country right here. And he says with the ceiling so high, it actually makes the floor seem a lot lower in Connecticut.
The balance that a state like Connecticut needs to strike is to realize that our ability to provide help and support for people who are trying to move up the ladder is to a large degree reliant upon our ability to rely on the resources of people who have done very, very well.
So he's saying the state's disparity is a good thing?
Well, not if you're at the bottom. And some studies have actually suggested that in a society where there's greater disparity, it's more difficult for the people at the bottom, the poor people, to move up that ladder he's talking about there. One issue that comes up a lot with the economists I've spoken with is the importance of education in all this. Patrick Flaherty is an economist with the Connecticut Department of Labor, and he told me there used to be jobs in Connecticut where people could make a good living without needing a four-year degree, like manufacturing or construction jobs. But with the recession, a lot of those jobs have gone away, and that makes education all the more important. Flaherty said with people with a graduate or professional degree, the median income is about $75,000 a year.
If you have a bachelor's degree, it's just less than $60,000. Yet for someone with less than a high school diploma, the median income is just over $20,000. So it's a huge disparity between those who have an education and those who don't.
For economist Susan Randolph of UConn, disparity is an issue of social justice.
And when you have high levels of inequality, then what we have is groups of people that really do not have access to the normal activities of the community and are in essence marginalized and shut out. And that's true regardless of sort of the income level of those at the bottom of the distribution. So it's a problem with inequality itself, not just with poverty.
And she says when one group gets marginalized, that can lead to more social problems as people feel like they can't get ahead. There's an increase in crime or high school dropouts. And actually in a study out just this week, it says 69% of economically challenged students in Connecticut graduated from high school in 4 years compared to a statewide average of 83%.
So tell us about the State of Disparity series.
Well, in stories here on Morning Edition and on All Things Considered, we're going to look at a lot of the different ways we see economic disparity affect people in Connecticut. We're going to look at some of the issues of education and health and housing, and we're going to talk to people at both ends of the economic spectrum about their lives. And we're excited to be launching a news blog on the topic. It's called stateofdisparity.org, and we're posting our own stories and links to other news outlets looking at the topic. And one thing that's pretty cool, we've been working with the Connecticut State Data Center at UConn, and they've been creating some really fascinating interactive maps that really illustrate some of these points. On stateofdisparity.org right now, we've got one that compares inequality in Connecticut to other states, and another one that shows the level of inequality within each city and town. town. There's also one that shows median family income of every census tract in the state. And next week, we're going to hear from people in two bordering communities on that map with very different economic situations.
And again, that site is stateofdisparity.org.
Right. And we also really want to hear from people on this subject. Tell us how you see disparity in your community. You can comment on the blog or email us at disparity@wshu.org.
Okay. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Tom.
WSHU's Craig LaMalt.